Let me speak to Beverly Brown, who's a well-known East Belfast undertaker. Beverly, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Beverly, the name of your company now, what is the official name of your company?
James Brown and Sons, and we're part of Funeral Services Northern Ireland.
James Brown and Sons. And Beverly, if you're a daughter, aren't you?
I am indeed, yes.
Should it not be and daughter at this point?
No, I don't think my great-grandfather, if I had the foresight, or probably saw a woman in funerals at that point in time.
And I just on that, and I know this has been touched on before, is it common for female undertakers to be the length and breadth of the land, or are you still a bit of a one-off?
No, I think it's becoming more common. We have a number of females who work for us, tend to be more, still more in the office making the funeral arrangements, but we have a number of funeral people who will be out and about on funerals in the day.
Are you at the cutting edge yourself? Like when I say the cutting edge, are you there when the person passes away and they have to be prepared for presentation for the funeral?
I used to take part in that role more, but mine would be more a management role now.
But you've been through that. You've done that. You've been in other words, a real undertaker.
Well, in the main.
Yeah, all right. I hate talking about death, I have to say, but this is a very important piece of research, and it's got to do with the average cost of burial plots locally, and indeed how much funerals cost. First of all, I haven't given any consideration to where I'm going to be buried. I know I'd like to be in the, you know, in the burn graveyard. I'd like to have a position where I could be looking down towards, you know, Mary McMahon's shop and the side of the hill and all of that. That's what I visualise, because that's where my father's grave is. And I won't be in that grave. Maybe I haven't given enough consideration to where my plot is going to be. So how do you go about that? Do you need to be getting close to death before you can sign up for a plot, or can you pre-book?
No, you can't now, Frank. There's a limited burial space in Northern Ireland, and the only place that new graves are available in the main is Roselawn within the Belfast area, and those can only be purchased after death.
So if you have a graveyard which still has space in it, as our home graveyard would, you wait until you die and then your family gets the next available spot, is that right?
Yes.
And how much do these spots cost generally?
A new grave in Roselawn for an inside resident in Belfast is about £1,000.
And is that for the burial of a body, or are you still having to pay that sort of money if you get cremated?
No, cremation fees would be a lot less. It'd be about a third of that. And the fees then to bury cremated remains in a grave would be less.
So, so you're talking about £300 or £400 to go through the cremation process?
Yeah.
People don't think enough about it, do they?
Increasingly people are thinking about it and would come to us to talk to us about pre-arranging a funeral. But that has been a more recent event, and we would still have a lot of people who come to us just at the time of death, and they have no arrangements in place.
Yeah, it was the post office that were actually doing the survey, and needless to say, they're suggesting that people should be saving for the funeral. And you do see that on ads on TV as well. Are you planning ahead? So are there people who are putting down almost money for a funeral club that they're going to benefit from whenever they do pass away?
So we will come in, our clients come in to see us, and we will go through the full funeral arrangement with them, and they will pay us in full at that point in time, and then those costs are guaranteed, and that money is held in a separate fund, and then that's drawn down at the time of death.
Right, so I could pay for my own funeral now if I wanted to book you?
Yes.
And even if I, please God, I'm going to live another 40 years, I wouldn't have to pay anything more. I just have to get the plot after that.
No, not all funeral plans are fully guaranteed, but ours are.
Oh, so that's a question worth asking. That's a question worth asking if you're going into a funeral plan. So do you find people are coming forward to try and benefit from paying now, or do they feel, listen, I'll leave a few pounds to the son or daughter and he or she will actually pay for it and it'll be their problem?
There's a bit of a mixture. We still find people with, especially elderly people, who have a box under the bed. Their family find money in it, or we sometimes get people with money stitched into their clothing. And some people have an insurance policy that their family will take out. And then you'll have people who've actually come in to see us before and made the full funeral arrangements. And at that point in time, the family will contact us, and we have all the arrangements held on file here, so they don't really have any decisions to make at the time.
Isn't it very sad to think, in this day and age, that people are keeping money under the bed or stitched into their clothes? You've really come across that?
We have. It's not as common as it used to be, but certainly it wouldn't be unusual for families to find their relatives have put money away in the house.
It's sad that, because this is what encourages the thugs and the thieves. They're hoping that elderly people are going to be doing that, and I would beg them not to. You know, please put your money into a simple bank account and have it there for whenever you need it. And very often it is being held for a funeral. And sadly, Beverly, as indeed the undertakers tend to be, that your work never stops.
It doesn't. We are here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and we're just here whenever people need us.
I appreciate you speaking to us this morning. Thank you, Beverly.
Thank you.
So, Beverly Brown, a professional undertaker. I want to speak to Warren, who's at the other end of the scale as a local undertaker, Warren Adair. Warren, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
And Warren, the name of your outlet is?
Well, actually, my name's Warren Smith, Frank, and my wife is Anne Adair Smith, so that's where the Adair Funeral Directors bit comes in.
I got you. Okay, I got you. It's Adair Funeral Directors. You're down in the peninsula.
We're down in the village of Ballywalter on the Ards Peninsula.
So you come at it from a different perspective, where you've got like James Brown and Sons linked to the cooperative. It's a big outlet. It's known the length and breadth of the city. Whereas you are providing a funeral service. Is it more personal, or is there any difference with the smaller provider?
In answer to that question, Frank, I would have to say that I have experience in my background for working for both types of funeral director, that is the independent and the large corporate organisation. And in my experience, I can definitely say that an independent funeral director can offer more personal facilities to the bereaved family.
Yeah, you see, I can imagine the rivalry there will be between the big concern and the smaller outlet. But is it a fact that you're going to know everyone who you're burying? Does that make it more challenging, the job that you provide?
I would agree with what you're saying, Frank. It's not the case that we always know the deceased or the deceased family, but as a local funeral director, invariably there are most certainly links to the family or the deceased person. And sometimes it helps to be able to talk to somebody who knows a bit of antecedents or background to the person that has passed away.
So if I was down in the Ards Peninsula and I wanted to book you as an independent, how much would it cost me to get a burial plot on the peninsula where I wanted to be finally laid to rest? Or is that a major challenge at the moment?
Well, it is a possibility, Frank. The benefit for the prospective clients at this stage is that the amalgamation of the new councils, which include Ards and North Down Borough councils, they have a set fee. And it is possible to pre-purchase a grave in some of the cemeteries belonging to the council. Roughly, a plot in the Ards and North Down Borough council comes at a price of £250, with a further cost of £190 to have the grave opened at the time of need.
Yes, because that's also another cost that we have to build in to it. The churchyards, the graveyards down there via the churches, is there still burial space there, or are you most likely going to end up in a council facility?
Most of the churchyards here have space available, Frank, but the protocol would be that generally they are withheld for members of the church congregation itself.
Yeah, I can totally understand that. That would seem to be the procedure and the process. If you're in some of the bigger towns, needless to say, you will go to the council facility. Is there a suggestion that if it is council orientated, it's not just as appealing as the leafy gladed churchyard that might be around a sweeping bend on a country road. Do people read into that? Because the survey shows that men are less likely than women to consider their own burial spot. Women like to know where it'll be, and they want somewhere pretty special, whereas men have this attitude of, which I'm dead, I'll just go into the ground. I'm with the women on this one. What do you feel in terms of the customers you would have?
Well, actually, quite recently, Frank, I've dealt with several clients who would come in and speak to us, and we would go through the choices and options available to them, and then we would advise that they liaise directly with the local council. And it is possible to meet the caretaker of the cemeteries, where you can be shown a map of the plots available, and you can actually make a personal choice to where you would like to rest in the future.
All right, so you can make that choice. It's not just the next available spot. There is a map, and there is that choice. That is particularly interesting. Now, Beverly, she joined because it was in the family. Her grandfather, maybe great-grandfather, were all undertakers, and it's no surprise that she may have gone down that line. What was it that drew you to a career that I simply could not do under any circumstances? Why did it appeal to you, Warren?
Well, my previous career background, I had 25 years building up interpersonal and communication skills and various other personal skills, Frank, but I've asked myself that question many a time, and I think the honest answer would be that I get job satisfaction, and that comes from being able to help a family or an individual alike at their time of need. And that opportunity and privilege of being able to guide and help and advise somebody through a difficult time gives me great job satisfaction. And that is the only reason I do it.
Warren, thank you very much indeed. Just listening to you, Warren, you've almost the tone within your voice, which is perfect for being an undertaker as well. Thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed, Frank.
That's Warren Adair there.